frequently several of the planters would come by and have a store, you know, for it. And they were right productive, large, you know, large country stores. I'm speaking of an era that's passed, because that's gone now, you know, with the good roads and the urbanizing of the country. And of course, all of the black population has moved out of the country. We don't have, I go back to my father's plantation, there'd be one or two families on it. I go back and visit them. Used to, there would be, 50 or whatever families. So they're gone. They've moved from the countryside. And the different economy has come in with soybeans and large machinery, and everything's mechanized in just one crop. They're away from row crops, of course, like cotton and corn that require so much cultivation by labor.
I find this true in the Delta as well.
Yeah, that's right.
And they're rather good looking houses. Apparently, they're just recently built. And the blacks have been moved off the farms into the towns. Is that the case here?
That's right. They've moved into town, you know, they haven't been moved. And,
Willie
Nilly. Yeah, that's right. And of course, they fill the town, and then their migrations have taken them to the north, and they've followed just more or less the flight patterns like birds would. They've gone up to Chicago, St. Louis, all those industrial cities around Chicago. Between them, St. Louis. But when I was little, they were already. They dream of the Negroes, and they made up all their blues songs. I love to go into their songs, you know, what they sing about. I'm going to move to Kansas City was one of the songs I remember when I was living there. Yeah. And Honey, Where the Don't Lie You, you know. Mm-hmm.
That was the dream.
Yeah.
To go back to the store, could you tell me more about the way the flour was sold? Was it kept in...
Just large barrels, and sacks of flour. They'd come up on the mules, you know, and they would buy a sack of flour. I don't know what you want on a sack of flour, and so much of these other things that I mentioned, you know. I would say it was largely sold in sacks. I don't remember my father Frank was sacking flour. I mean, the people in the store doing it. Now we had a grist mill, and they would bring their corn. And then the toll would be the extra meal, of course, that was provided when they had the old grist mill. All my life there was a grist mill by with the store.
Nice. You know, that's where the word I've heard churn, take a churn of corn
mm-hmm.
to the grist mill. Mm-hmm. This meant, the reason I asked the question is that it meant a variety of measures,
mm-hmm.
sometimes very small, sometimes
mm-hmm.
a bit.
Mm-hmm. But now they would take an indeterminate amount. They'd say a sack of corn. The old mother would tell the boy, "You got to go to mill, and you got to take a sack of corn." And so that could be any amount. You see, they'd usually put it in a sack and put it back of the. Well, he'd ride bareback. Sometimes he'd ride the corn in the large sack. He'd divide it with equal measures on each side and sit on it. Made him a saddle. Seen many a time coming barefooted and bareback, bringing a sack of corn to the mill, and then it would be measured up by the Negro man running the mill, and he'd get his measure back. You see.
That reminds me of a story. Someone told me that he saw a boy riding corn to the grist mill,
uh-huh.
and the old fellow said, "Look." It's harder than a horse. Both you and the corn on there, get the corn and hold it in your arms.
Mm-hmm.
He did.
He did. Smart boy.
He mentioned sacks. Do you recall the different kinds of sacks?
Yeah.
Croker sack.
Croker sack.